cigarettes.
And cool cigarettes.
The only cigarettes that give you valuable coupons again present their show starring Jack Pearl as the Baron Munchausen with his company including Charlie Cliff Hall, Robert Bernard, Morton Vaux, and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra giving their interpretation of the latest song hit.
And why not try the latest smoke hit? You don't pay 1 cent more for Raleigh's than for ordinary brands, but you do enjoy a finer, more distinctive tobacco flavor. Buy 'em cork-tipped or plain. Raleigh's have got what you want.
Or if you like a cigarette with a touch of mild menthol added just for its refreshing flavor, buy Cools. They're so mildly mentholated that none of the grand tobacco goodness is lost.
Raleigh's and Cools give you more than just an enjoyable smoke. They're the only cigarettes that carry coupons good in the United States for valuable, useful premiums. And every carton carries extra coupons. Try these union-made cigarettes and save those coupons. Tonight, Morton Vaux and Tommy Dorsey and his band are flying to Miami. And it looks as though at last the Baron has outwitted Boris, the crazy Russian. For as a taxicab pulls up at the airport, only two figures step out. Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Single neck, is that...
Well, come on out, Baron. There's no sign of Boris around the airport.
I know that I...
Yes, and in Florida, we'd get away from this flu epidemic. You know, every girl I know has an ache in her bones and a grippy feeling.
You know something, Charlie?
What?
That's because girls don't wear clothes enough.
They don't, eh?
No, the way they dress today...
Yeah?
There's only a slip twixt the girl and the grip.
Twixt the girl and the grip. Oh, yeah. Well, here comes Tommy and his band in their big bus.
Hello, Tommy. Hey, Tommy. Hello.
Come on, boys, get out your instruments. We've got to give the folks a send-off number. Paul, will you get his right?
Okay, Tommy.
Well, how do you like that, Baron?
What?
Tommy ignored you.
What is it?
He ignored you.
You know something, Charlie?
What?
I know why.
Why?
I played a joke on him. He can't take it.
What, a joke?
Yeah.
Why?
You know how he tells everyone that his beautiful secretary, you know?
Yeah.
That the secretary
is
strictly business?
Yes, he denied he was interested in her in any other way.
Well, you know something?
What?
I ripped up some photoelectric cells in his private office.
Oh, I've heard of those.
So if he held her hand, a red light would shine outside.
I see.
If he hucked her, a yellow light.
Uh-huh.
And if he kissed her, a green light.
Yeah.
And then we all watch.
Now, wait a minute. Let me understand you. Red light if he held her hand.
Yeah.
Yellow if he hugged her.
Yeah.
And green if he kissed her.
Yeah.
And what happened? Well, come on, what happened?
You never saw such a beautiful rainbow in your life.
We're living into trouble, we're all giving in. Trouble's got us feeling very low.
Let me now assure you all, I'm the one to cure you all. What is troubling you, just let me know.
Since we buy, never go up the guilty day, never show up.
I can cure you, boys, but instantly. Just you listen to my recipe, and you'll find trouble don't like music. Just you fellas sing.
La 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 la. Whoa!
Just you fellas sing. Trouble don't like laughter with a joyful ring.
La 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 la. Whoa!
Just you fellas sing. Mr. Bloom don't want you to desert him.
But if we can, we'll try a plan.
What Bloom don't know won't hurt him. Trouble don't like music. Just you fellas sing. La 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 la. Whoa. Everybody swing. Now I suggest that we start a war to get that old man trouble sore. We can send him on his way with the kind of swing we play. First we'll start with the rhythm section, cause that trouble said objection. He can't stand a drummer man, and that's the best part of our band. Now the saxes join the rhythm, and the drummer man swings right out with him. We'll drive old man Gloom insane with a riding saxophone. Now you trumpets, hit him high, and help me chase this trouble guy. Hit a brand new Dorsey lick, and that's the thing to turn the trick. Now, Mr. Dorsey, it's your turn to help make old man trouble burn. You turn on the trombone heat, and our victory is complete. Now that you boys have syncopated, Mr. Trouble sure has abdicated.
Trouble don't like music, everybody sing. La-la-la-la-la, whoa-whoa, everybody sing.
Just finishing their off to Miami concert at the airport as Charlie and the Baron come out of the lunchroom.
And Charlie.
What?
Charlie, maybe also you should have an oyster stew.
Oh, look, Baron, why are you always trying to force oysters on me? What is that?
I got to tell you the truth.
Well, go ahead.
My father was an oyster.
Your father was an oyster?
Well, he must have been.
Why? What are you talking about?
He certainly produced the pearl.
Yeah. Oh, pearl is very fine, too.
Yes, we did.
Well, that's very cute, Baron. Come on, now, let's check our baggage and get onto that Miami plane.
All right.
Now, here's the dispatcher. Oh, good evening, sir. This is the Baron Munchausen, and I'm Mr. Hall.
Oh, yes. What do you weigh, please?
Well, I weigh 165.
I weigh one.
What, have you got a dog in that hamper? Oh, you can't take him aboard.
Excuse me, please. He's a flying dog.
Oh, I get it. You mean he's an Airedale, eh?
No. Sky Terrier.
Wait a minute.
Well, we'll just keep him till you come back. All right, hostess, Baron Munchausen and Mr. Hall.
This way, gentlemen.
Imagine the nerve.
What?
Keeping my dog, Charlie?
That's one of the rules.
No wonder. No wonder you see signs saying to not aeroplane travel in this country.
Signs telling you to not travel by plane in this country?
Yeah.
Well, what do the signs say?
Pan American Airways.
Pan American Airways. That's the name of an airline.
Yeah, I don't care. That's what it is.
This is your seat, Mr. Hall, and the one behind is yours, Baron, right across from Mr. Morton Bull.
Oh, hiya, Baron.
Hi, Sally.
Hello, Morton.
Please fasten your safety belts before leaving. That's just a precaution. I'm sure you'll all have a pleasant trip.
Oh, thank you ever so much. Cigarette, boy?
Sorry, but no smoking before the plane leaves. Don't you see that sign?
Well, I thought that was an ad for Raleigh cigarettes.
Now, what made you think that that sign was an ad for Raleigh?
Don't it say fine for smoking?
Fine.
Don't it say that?
Fine for Raleigh's a fine
That's
for
what
smoking.
It says.
Well, you got that plug in it.
Well, I just...
Oh, and boy, what a triumph the airplane is. You know, from the beginning of time, man has tried to fly, which means it took 8 million years to perfect it.
8 million years to perfect it?
Yes, sir.
A government job, huh?
Hey,
do you know something, Charlie? You know, I was a flyer in the war.
You were?
Yeah.
Well, you were back here a month after the war started. If you were in it, how did you get back so soon?
Well, that's funny.
What?
Before the first battle, the captain lined all us flyers up and said, now, boys.
Yes?
Strike for home and country.
Strike for home and country.
Yes.
What did you do?
I struck for home. I did.
Well, that's too bad, Baron. For if all had gone well, you'd have been an ace in the air.
Yeah, but if it hadn't gone well...
What would have happened?
I'd have been an ace in the hole.
Yeah, true. I never thought... Well, of course, the British are way ahead in flying.
They are?
Oh, sure. They don't even need planes anymore.
The British?
No. I was in a British stadium one day, and I saw an Englishman come in on an eagle. Absolutely come in on an eagle.
Is that so?
Yes,
well,
sir.
That's nothing.
It's nothing.
I was in the Yankee Stadium one day, and I was...
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't tell me you saw an American come in on an eagle.
No, I wasn't going to say. I saw Babe Ruth come in on a fly.
Oh, yeah, in the Yankee Stadium.
I did. Yes, I did. Babe Ruth
come in on a fly.
I took you my dog.
Listen, Baron, the British can fly off a platform no bigger than the top of an open umbrella.
Even my wife does better.
Your wife?
Yes.
She can fly off the top of an umbrella?
She can fly off the handle.
Yeah, I've seen her do that. Yeah, that's right.
I give you my ball.
Well, there's only one thing that worries me about flying.
What's that?
If anything should happen, when I get to heaven, how am I going to get my coat on over my wings?
Ah, you don't need to worry about that, Charlie.
No?
What you got to worry about is...
Well, yeah, well, come on. What should I worry about?
How to get your hat over your horn.
Oh, now, wait. I'm not going to send this to me.
That man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, send the Baron and Charlie off to Miami with their brand new song, How Could You?
Decided it was time to part. How could you? How
like this. You left me and didn't leave a kiss. How could you? How could you? You know that love is just like apple pie. It's either sweet or tart. You could be the apple of my eye, but you upset the apple cart. I was looking forward to all those little things you didn't do. How could you break my heart?
And here we are in Miami with Charlie and the Baron strolling the beach in their bathing suits.
Oh, look, Baron, that's ridiculous. What makes you think that the sponsors are planning to put Mussolini on your program?
Listen, this is confidential.
All right, go ahead.
Listen to the wire.
What does it say?
Dear Baron.
Yeah?
If you don't stop yelling us out of Raleigh's,
yeah,
there'll be the deuce to pay.
Be the deuce to pay.
Good.
Mussolini, I understand. All right, Baron, but look, seriously, when we got here, what was the first thing that struck you?
A taxi cab.
A taxi cab. Well, I was struck by the size of the fruit and vegetables.
Is it so?
Yes. I saw a grapefruit so large, a baby could sleep in it for a cradle.
Oh, that's nothing, Charlie.
Nothing at all?
No.
What do you mean?
Right in New York City, I've seen...
What? What did you see in New York City?
Three policemen sleeping on one beach. Right here.
Sleeping on one beach?
One beach. I saw that here myself.
All right, all right.
Yeah. Like to rent a beach umbrella, mister? Keeps the sun away.
No, thanks.
Eddie Cantor rented one when he was here.
Ooh, what a liar!
You mean to say the man's a liar because he said Eddie Cantor rented a beach umbrella?
Sure. With nothing but orders, do you think Eddie Cantor would do anything to keep away a little sun?
A little sun.
Do you think
so?
Yeah, that's
very good,
huh?
A little sun.
Wait a minute. What's going on? What's everybody running for? What is that?
Up there.
What?
Up there, Charlie.
What is it?
That fella's dropping out of an airplane.
Oh, yes. You know who that is?
No.
That's Maxwell House, the famous parachute jumper.
Is that so?
Oh, he's very good.
Yeah. And he'll be good until he kills himself.
How do you know?
Well, if his name is Maxwell House.
That's his name.
He'll be good to the last drop.
He'll be good
to
the last drop, too.
Yes. Yes.
Well, didn't you have an uncle who was doing stunts on the wing of an airplane when the wing dropped off?
Yeah, you know something?
What?
My uncle turned into a popular novel.
Now, wait a minute. When the wing dropped off, he turned into a popular novel?
He was gone with the wing.
Gone with it. Oh, look. Here's an orange juice stand. Come on, let's have a drink, huh?
Well, we'll drink to losing that crazy bottle.
All right, fine.
Excuse me. Is this orange juice fresh?
It never got fresh with me.
Charlie?
What?
It's him. It's Boris, I tell you.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Baron. We've made so many mistakes. Let's sound this fellow out, huh?
Yes.
All right. Two drinks, please.
Okay, gentlemen. A pleasure.
Tell me, don't see nothing. Oh, no. Do you use artificial coloring?
No. I'm just as nature made me.
No. You don't. I mean the oranges. Do you squeeze them in the back?
I squeeze them all over.
All over?
Have a straw?
No, I think you. I never use a straw.
Then you're not as big a sucker as you look.
Yeah. That's him.
Wait a minute. Say, by the way, is your name Petrushevsky?
Yes. Say, maybe you know my cousin Boris.
Another cousin?
He works for the Baron Bunkhausen.
Bunkhausen? I am the Baron.
That's funny. He said you were a boon to the public.
Well, don't I look like a boon?
You look more like a baboon.
Yes. That's the phoenix. That's the phoenix.
Stop it.
Help!
Baron, stop choking him. We're down here for a good time.
This is the best time I had in weeks, I tell you.
Well, that's enough. Now, here comes a lifeguard. Come on, let's get out of here.
No, you know something?
What?
I used to be a lifeguard, Charlie.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yes.
Well, if you're so good, what's the best way to teach a girl to swim?
Well, take her gently down to the water.
Gently to the water.
Slip one arm around tenderly around her little waist.
What?
Yeah, I say slip one arm tenderly around her little waist.
Yes.
Then gazing into her eyes, take her little hand in yours and say...
Now, wait, Baron. This is my wife.
Oh, your wife?
Yes.
Push her off the dock.
Push her off the dock. Oh, look. There's a girl out there in the water trying to float alone.
Trying to float alone?
Yeah.
She ought to be arrested for imitating the French government. But if many more, if many more girls pass us in abbreviated bathing suits,
yeah,
you'll break your peninsula, you see, if you don't.
What do you mean, my peninsula?
That long neck stretching out to sea?
Long. Oh, come on. Come on, let's take a plunge, Baron. Mm. The last one in's a 50.
Yeah? Do that too naturally. That ain't me.
That ain't
me.
That ain't you. Oh, boy, this water's warm as toast. Hey, Baron, where are you going?
I'm going out to swim maybe 4 or 5 miles.
4 or 5? Are you crazy?
Why?
Why, these are tropical waters. Do you want to be swallowed by a shark?
Sharks wouldn't bother me.
They won't?
No. You know something, Charlie? What? On my back, I got tattooed the biggest lie I ever told.
The biggest lie you ever told is tattooed on your back?
Yeah.
Well, how's that going to save you?
Even a shark couldn't swallow that.
Yeah, sure. Oh, that's the biggest one.
The world is mine tonight. This night divine is mine alone.
On their way from the beach to the racetrack at Hialeah, the Baron and Charlie find Morton Bowe singing for an admiring group. The world is mine. Morton Bowe.
You're mine and mine alone. Lips that speak of love and eyes that are bright. So in my heart I know this world divine is mine tonight. Night of love, when you're mine by the right of love. Night of love in a world of our own. Dream of love, though I find you gone with a dawn. You're mine until the stars have flown. Tonight, and mine each silver star that shines above in the blue. This hour of heart's delight, the world is mine, and every flower that blossoms anew. You're mine and mine alone. To lips that speak of love and to eyes that are bright. Oh, in my heart I know this world divine.
The Baron and Charlie enjoying the sport of kings at the racetrack at Hialeah.
Well, I'm disgusted. You know, the way you've been losing your money around here, Baron, they're calling you Anthony.
Why? What do you mean?
You're such a mark.
Oh.
Mark is, you see? Yes, yeah. Who won that last race? The black horse or the white horse?
Charlie, it was a comic opera finish.
What do you mean, a comic opera finish?
White horse in.
White horse
in.
Comic opera, yeah.
Yes.
Say, I just met Tommy Dorsey's trio, and they're all playing the same horse in the fourth race.
The trio is all playing the same horse?
The three of them.
Well, that was a good show, too, you know.
What was a good show?
Three men and a horse. Three that men. Was a good show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now have the amateurs' people's chase for gentlemen riders. If you wish to enter, follow me.
By golly, here's my friend.
What are you talking about?
I've always wanted to ride in a steeplechase.
You can't ride.
I can't. No. Hey,
please. Baron, come back here. You'll break your neck. Well, of all the crazy ideas.
again. Oh, oh, the poor Baron. Look, look. His horse is running back to us. Well, thank goodness it's almost over. My goodness. The finish and the Baron comes in last. Well, he's alive anyway. Come here. Here I am, Baron. Over here. Come here.
Thanks.
What?
Help me to the grandstand.
Yes?
I think I'm a cripple.
You see? Well, you would do it. And what did you get for your pain?
Liniment.
Well, did your horse run away?
Yeah, that's when I got mad.
Yeah?
The crowd yelled it. Hold that jacket.
Hold that jacket?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Somebody grabbed me.
Well, why didn't you use your check on him?
Check?
Yeah.
I even offered him cash, but he wouldn't stop.
He wouldn't stop, eh?
And then he threw me in a ditch full of mud.
Full of mud?
Oh, I was up to my knees in mud.
Up to your knees?
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't do you much harm. Only up to your knees.
I know, but...
but what?
I was in head first.
Oh, head first. I see. Up to your knees, sure.
That's what was there.
Here's some of your fans, Baron.
How about some questions, Baron?
Well, the information bureau is always open.
Well, in the sixth race, there are two horses called Robert Taylor and Greta Garbo. How do you think they'll finish?
Robert Taylor and Greta Garbo. Yes. There's only one way they could finish. Neck or neck.
Neck or neck.
Oh, Baron, who was the greatest woman gambler?
I didn't understand that.
Who was the greatest woman gambler?
Oh, Lady Godiva. She put everything she had on a horse.
All right, all right. Now, that's all for now, folks. Next race is coming up. And, Baron, that's all right. And, Baron, what stables do you want to bet on?
Are the stables running, too?
Are the stables running?
What do you mean?
You see this paper?
Yes.
The paper says Duke Michael is going to win.
I wouldn't take a chance on what the paper says.
Well, why not?
Maybe the horse can't read.
But, maybe. Will you please leave this to me?
All right.
You want to bet him three ways?
Does he run three ways?
Does he run?
I don't know.
Look, we'll put the money on his nose.
What is he, a trick horse?
What do you mean, a trick horse?
Can he run with money on his nose?
Ah, quiet, quiet. 100 on Duke Michael to win.
Thank you. That's all, folks. This window's closed.
All right, now let's watch the race. I hope our horse won't be scratched.
Is he itching?
Is he?
I don't understand.
Say, listen, Baron, you don't know it, but I've got my shirt on that horse.
Oh, no wonder he's itching. What? Huh?
Well, you don't seem a bit excited.
Charlie?
What?
Why should I be excited?
What?
After what happened to me during the first race, nothing could upset me now.
Why? What happened to you?
Charlie, it was awful.
It was, eh?
As the horses lined up at the barrier, I stood there surrounded by a bunch of beautiful women.
Oh, beautiful women. That's for me.
For no reason at all, my suspenders broke.
Your suspenders broke?
Yeah.
Well, what did you do?
I made a grab for my pants.
Oh, well, naturally. Of course you made a grab for your pants. But what upset you so?
Well, just as I grabbed for my pants,
yeah,
the crowd yelled.
Just as you grabbed for your pants, the crowd yelled what?
They're off.
They're off. They're off the right horses.
Thank you.
Squire Rawleys have got what you want.
Say, Paul, just a minute.
Oh, yes, Tommy.
You remember last week the Baron gave the closing announcement on Rawleys instead of you?
Oh, yes, and it was good, too.
Yeah, it was so good the boys in the band have written one for this week. Oh. Here it is. Will you read it?
Why, certainly, Tommy. Folks, the boys' announcement for tonight reads as follows. Every pack of Rawley and Cool cigarettes carries a valuable coupon that's a real symbol of extra value. Coupons are good for a wide choice of handsome, useful premiums. For example, you can get a smart, durable bridge table with a top of genuine inlaid wood, or a beautifully finished Hammond electric clock. And then there's full-fashioned Canterbury silk hosiery, an initial set of gilt-edged Congress playing cards if you fiddle with bridge, or a genuine Silex which makes 8 cups of coffee to go with your breakfast rolls. Well, that was a real big help, boys. Or as we who are paid full-time for announcing would say it,
Rawleys have got what you want. Light one. Taste that silky, smooth flavor that only a superior blend of Turkish and domestic tobaccos can achieve. Yes, distinctive in taste, but not a penny more than the other popular brands. And your choice, of course, tips or plain ends.
Or if you enjoy the refreshing flavor of mild menthol in a cigarette, try Cools. They're soothing to the throat.
Give me a pack of Rawleys.
Give me a pack of Cools.
And both of you, save those coupons. The American Red Cross has sent out an appeal for funds to aid sufferers in the flood-stricken areas. Send your contributions to your local chapter of the Red Cross. Tune in next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Martin Bowe and the music of Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.